This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
The weekend is almost here, Chelsea. We've had a great week, so let's keep it going and find out who we have the most faith in tonight.
Today's best bets.
I just want to say, before I pass the baton to you for the final leg here, you are 4-1 for the week. I'm 9-1 for the week. The Donkster is 5-3. So I feel like the Donkster has a pretty big card, but on the whole, this is going to be a nice week for us. So give us a winner.
Yeah, hopefully we can end the week with a win. I'm going to be going with the Astros in the first five on the run line, minus 105, which means the Astros have to be winning this game at the end of five innings. This is squarely a fade of what we've seen from Lance Lynn against the Astros. If you look at his last three starts against the Astros, it's not been pretty. He's given up 6 runs in 6 innings, 9 runs in 5 2/3, and 6 runs in just 4 innings of work. Now, granted, some of those are in past years, and it's a different year and a different lineup, but still, I think he has demons when facing this Astros lineup. So I'm going to fade him here. And also looking at Christian Javier, I think he's the better pitcher in this matchup. And the only appearance that he had against the White Sox, a pretty quality start, not by definition, but still 5 innings, only 1 run and 5 strikeouts. So I'm going to go with the better pitcher here. I'm going to fade Lance Lynn here and go with the Astros in the first five, minus 105 on the run line.
Chelsea, I'm actually going to do baseball with you now. God, I've had a nice run since January 1st, 79-47-3. That may never happen again. So Let's knock on wood. Woo! Try to keep her going here. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Only one play on the card. Why? Because as per usual, I don't want to stress out tonight over my bets when I'm at dinner, paying $35 for this burger that apparently I'm going to buy. So let's try to get a win on the diamond. It's a late game in Seattle. Guardians at the Mariners. Mariners minus 160. Guardians plus 135. The total set at 7.5. Hunter Gaddis going for Cleveland. Seattle going with Robbie Ray. I love the first five run line here at the M's. Hunter Gaddis made 2 starts last season for the Guardians, gave up 15 runs over 7 1/3 innings. Also, he didn't go beyond the fourth inning on either of those games. Clearly, Seattle's Robbie Ray is the better pitcher. The Guardians are 1-6 in their last 7 meetings in Seattle. They're 0-4 in their last 4 overall. I think the M's get to Gaddis early because that is his MO. Mariners first five run line, only minus 110 at BetMGM.
I like that as well because it's a clear pitching mismatch because the Hunter Gaddis kid wasn't even supposed to be a part of the starting rotation, just had to fill in for Tristan McKenzie. So clearly there's a mismatch there. But also, maybe the sabotage factor is you need the Mariners to score runs. Last night's game was 3-0. But also, you're not going against Shane Bieber this time around for the Mariners. All right, it's time to hear from the third member of our Best Bets crew, the Magic 8-Ball.
Crap. Magic 8-Ball.
That's right. Time for some sorcery here on the show. 8-Ball, do you like my play? Astros first five run line, minus 105. My sources say no.
Okay.
Womp, womp.
Go ahead.
All right. Can Jinx stay absolutely on fire with a win today? Mariners first five run line. Cannot predict now. Let's try again. It is certain.
That's right. Let's stay on fire, 8-Ball, you old dog. If you want to check out the 8-Ball, you certainly can. You can stream the entire show, all the shows on BetQL. Just go to twitch.tv/BetQL. twitch.tv/BetQL. Once again, Chelsea matching perfectly with said 8-ball. Let's go talk to the Donkster and do your BetQL 5-star best bet for inside analysis, historical trends, and more. 5-star best bets. You can download the BetQL app. Here he is right here. I'm pulling him up by his mane because I am a bad father. Donkster, you're 5-3 this week. You have 3 plays today. Tell us what they are.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Dead! Dodgers run line, taking on the Diamondbacks, +105. Rangers money line, -140 in Buffalo. And final four action, UConn, -5.5, taking on Miami. Dead! The final four is this weekend. I've got the madness.
Well, okay. Good for you. You like any of those bets, Chelsea, at all?
I wonder how many people will be betting on Dodgers run line today and the rest of the season. Because I feel like that's got to be the squarest bet of all square bets, right?
You know what? Let's ask Joe O this and bring in. In fact, Donkster, since, you know, I keep doing this, if you're having a winning week, you get to make the introduction here. So go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, from BetQL Daily, my favorite show.
We're not your favorite show?
No, I love BetQL Daily.
Okay, that's fine.
Joe Ostrowski.
No, that's way off.
It's nailed
Joe Ostrowski. God, Lord, Donkster, that's enough. I've heard enough. You can't get the name right. You don't like our show. Joe O, good morning to you. Great to see your face. How square is the Dodgers run line play?
It always is. It's going to be for quite some time, and I don't know that that's going to be the smartest play moving forward. I think they've got a lot of issues. The NL West is gettable. Dodgers favored to win the division. I don't think they're the best team in the division. We'll see if the Padres can live up to the hype. But, Jakes, I feel for you with the shower leak and all that. Does this mean your Friday routine is thrown off? Because I live vicariously through you. I look forward to seeing you at the bar after a long week of morning shows. Yeah. Does this throw the whole thing off?
1,000%. I had to shower in the wrong bath. Well, not the wrong, like the bathroom I never shower in, like in the morning. And then I got up this morning, and normally I shower before the show, and I just put the water on my hair. You know, it's just all gross. So yeah, you know how that goes. You just have to, when it's this early, there's nothing worse than interrupting your routine because every minute counts.
Yes. Oh my God, you had to shower in a different shower? That's what you're complaining about?
Yes.
Oh my God, Jenks, toughen up.
You know what? Here, Joe O and I are bonding. We're talking about drinks, home improvement, and Chelsea's shot to the heart.
But that's really what you're complaining about? Joe, back me up here.
It's not the toughest. I think we've all grinded at some point in our lives, but Jenks is at a comfortable spot where this is a big deal to him. So
he's going to go speak to Marines now about mental toughness.
I'm going to absolutely do that. Joe, thank you. I understand it's not the most difficult thing, but we're looking forward to the show and BetQL Daily as usual. Men, before you go overseas and you're wondering if I've been there, this morning I woke up and I had to use a different shower. So don't talk to me about being inconvenienced. All right, let's get out there and do our jobs, boys. Oh, can you hear it?
Oh, my God, Jenks. You're the worst.
No?
Can you hear it?
Well, there's nothing, better than ending a Friday show with me hearing from my co-host, you are the worst.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.